That's a simple question. What do you think of those mini machines that you're going to say?
But these, well, I've never actually seen one in operation, but I'm very suspicious myself. The parents who have seen them, of course, they can see what they're all about.
They're occupying all the children's time.
Yeah, there's something funny about it because...
Biggest industries right now.
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't have to spend all your time in front of them. I mean, I can't agree that they're all bad.
Well, nobody said they're all bad. Somebody said one was questioning them. They're entirely good either. If they encourage people to get sort of off into fantasy world of their own, of course, that's not good. But it's sort of symptomatic that it's a kind of enjoyment which is sort of abstract, and you just sort of sit in one place, and it's sort of not... What?
It's a fantasy.
Yeah, it involves very much this fantasy world, which is war. Well, there are all kinds of aspects you can talk about. But it's a lot of these things you can't say are sort of entirely evil. You should absolutely forbid them. But you have to be aware of the character. And where you do allow such things like that, it has to be within certain limits. A person who spends all this time in this fantasy world with all these strange games, it's obviously very wrong. Much more wholesome to have things which actually help to exercise the body, or help you to have contact with other people, sort of the more normal enjoyments, which in the 19th century were all they had. And nowadays we have these various things which either encourage fantasy, which is not very healthy, or make one sort of idle, not doing anything constructive, which actually helps one out.